This is Ted Kennedy. The historic Persian Gulf debate in Congress settled one issue. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, there were deep divisions and real anguish in Congress over the votes on the Persian Gulf. But if there's a silver lining in the dark clouds of war, it's that after many weeks of hesitation, President Bush, in the end, complied with the Constitution and asked Congress to approve his policy. The Constitution could not be clearer, Al. Only Congress can declare war, not the President. Past examples of the use of force by presidents without the approval of Congress were no justification for President Bush to act alone today. Those were minor skirmishes or defensive actions against continuing aggression, not all-out wars initiated by past presidents. The Persian Gulf is entirely different. We may disagree about his policy of war, Al, but President Bush deserves credit for complying with the Constitution.
There you go again, my friend, claiming that Congress has constitutional powers that even the courts have never acknowledged. In the Persian Gulf case, as in all of our past, the real constraint on the president's powers, where war is concerned, is through Congress's control of the purse strings. Take another closer look at the writings and ratification of our Constitution. You won't find that the authors intended that Congress declare war every time the president deploys our troops to protect our national interest. You and your liberal Democrat cronies simply wanted to hamstring the president into a totally mistaken belief that Congress knows better than he does whenever foreign policy is concerned. You're just plain flat wrong on this one, Ted. If you don't believe me, ask the people who pay us. We spoke for a majority of them this time. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.